Ministry of Investment and Downstreaming launched the EU Investment Desk in Jakarta on Tuesday, September 30, 2025. As a concrete step to strengthen the flow of European Union investment into Indonesia. Investment Minister Rosan Roslani explained that this initiative, which has been designed since January 2025, was launched after the completion of CEPA negotiations and aims to create a more transparent, responsive, and fair investment ecosystem. Minister of Infrastructure and Regional Development Agus Harimurti Yudhoyono is encouraging the development of resilient and sustainable infrastructure to anticipate disaster risk and climate crisis in Indonesia. He conveyed this at the International Conference of Disaster Mitigation and Management at Andalas University in Padang, Tuesday, September 30, 2025. That was the newsroom voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Dear listeners, you know that I love Indonesian pop diva. One of them is actually Raisa. Raisa is a very well-known artist in Indonesia and considered to be one of Indonesia's most loved diva. And after she got married, she went to a vacuum, and like we call it fetus here, where she doesn't produce any albums or music and not having that career for a while, and now she is having her comeback. And one of my favorite songs from her comeback album is this, entitled Awal Dari Selamanya.
Cuma aku paling tahu. dan juga burukmu yang buatmu malu. Tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau inginkan ada di sini. Biarkan ku manjakanmu. Hari ini kita mulai awal dari kisah selamanya. Jangan percayalah kataku, percaya apa yang bisa kau rasa. Akan selalu ku menjaga, bukan sekadar awalnya, selamanya. Cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, karena semua yang kau butuhkan ada di sini. Cuma aku paling tahu baik dan juga burukmu yang buatmu malu. Tak perlu kau cari-cari lagi yang tak pasti, di sini. Biarkan aku manjakanmu. Hari ini kita mulai,
hari ini kita mulai
awal dari kisah selamanya.
Listeners, the Australian ambassador to Indonesia, Roderick Brazier, held a meeting with Mayor Ramlan Nurmatias to discuss opportunities for bilateral cooperation, including the potential establishment of a sister city partnership. To know more about this, we have Aldila on the phone.
Thank you, Yunik. And today's information from Bukit Tinggi is about the Australian ambassador to Indonesia, Roderick Brazier, visited Bukit Tinggi, West Sumatra on Tuesday afternoon in an effort to explore potential cooperation between the two regions. Ambassador Brazier met with the mayor of Bukit Tinggi, Ramlan Nurmatias, at City Hall, and this marked the first official visit by the Australian envoy to the city. And the ambassador expressed interest in building a sister city's relationship with Bukit Tinggi, aiming to strengthen collaboration in areas such as youth exchange, education, and cultural programs. And Major Ramlan responded positively, saying the cooperation could offer international opportunities for the people of Bukit Tinggi, and said that is a chance to build global connection for youth and community. The visit is a part of the ambassador's wider tour of West Sumatra and may pave the way for stronger Australia-Indonesia relations at the local level. That news from Bukit Tinggi.
Thank you so much, Aldila from RRI Bukit Tinggi. Viewer listeners, if you want to know more about updates from all across Indonesia, make sure to stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
More from Indonesia is coming up shortly. Stay tuned with us, Voice of Indonesia.
Listener going to culinary tour to Banyuwangi, East Java, you should come to Wit-Witan Market, the traditional market which becomes one of favorite places in Banyuwangi. Is located at Alas Malang Village, Singojuru Sub District, Banyuwangi. The market opens every Sunday morning, starting from 6 until 10 a.m. local time. Under the shady tree, you can enjoy various traditional culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as Geseng Bangsong. Geseng Bangsong is a typical food of Wijenan Kidul Hamlet, Singolatren Village, Singojuru Sub-District. Geseng Bangsong is a special menu and rarely found, which is made from duck meat as its main ingredient and wadung yang leaf that adds a unique sour taste. Wadung tree is many found and growing wild at the village. Besides giving sour taste, wadung leaf is also used to remove fishy smell from duck meat. The duck must be the big one, so it is usually used male duck for cooking geseng bangsong. Besides wudong yang leaf, this culinary is also cooked with other spices such as cayenne, onion, and garlic. Geseng bangsong has savory and spicy taste. Spicy taste mixed with sour taste certainly produce delicious food. In Banyuwangi, the food is usually served when Islamic events being conducted, such as the birth of Prophet Muhammad, Eid al-Fitr, and Eid Adha. But now, geseng bangsong can be found at Witwitan Market every Sunday. The price of the food is affordable, which is around 20,000 rupiah to 25,000 rupiah per portion. In addition to taste geseng bangsong, you can also enjoy other typical culinaries of Banyuwangi, such as rawon alas, sego cawu, as well as traditional snack, such as tiwul and gatot, which is made from cassava. Well, listener, that was our segment of Indonesian Wonder for today. I'm Purisa Fridella. Thank you for listening.
Izinkan aku menunggu.
Is one of the villages located at Tumbak Island, Tumbak Village, Posumain Sub-District, Southeast Minahasa, North Sulawesi. Tumbak Island is an uninhabited island. The name of Tumbak is an acronym which means mangrove tree because there are a lot of mangrove trees growing at the village. The trip to the village from Manado City takes around 3 hours. The village has amazing panorama and wonderful attractions. We recommend you to stay at the island for 2 days to truly enjoy the best experiences there. One of the features of Tumbak Island is its white sand. The crystal clear and blue ocean looks incredibly beautiful. The clearness of the water makes the coral reefs under the sea visible from the surface. If you want to explore the underwater beauty of Tumbak, we suggest you to rent a cottage near the mangrove forest. The distance between the village and the cottage, which is located in the middle of the sea, only takes 10 minutes by taking boat. Visitors who come to island will be fascinated by the wonderful scenery. You can also witness the beautiful sunrise and sunset from the cottage. In addition, you can also do snorkeling from the cottage because there are various snorkeling spots near the cottage. There are also many kinds of sea creatures such as fish and starfish. If you are capable enough of doing snorkeling and diving, you can explore a 300-meter sea fan forest with a width of 3 to 6 meters. If you still have no experience in snorkeling and diving, you can hire a guide who will help you. You can also try different experience by snorkeling at night. The beach also offers other activities for tourists such as fishing, diving, and exploring mangrove forest. In addition, you can also enjoy the tasty baked fish surrounding the beach.
Subway. Why does I fire you getting on the L train? Me and Manhattan's nice, but so are Malibu nights. You would know if you stayed, you would know if you put up a fight. Your toes turn blue in winter, I'm getting red rum. There's a trick for all of the things left unsaid. I'm missing a drunken 2 a.m. same schools and gates. Now you're chasing fake highs in the Upper West Side and fucking on Brooklyn's in Brooklyn. Your Chelsea's in Chelsea. Hope that eases the pain so you remember to miss me. And you sold your car. Now you walk for miles, but your feet feel numb. Cross rocks and my mind are shaky, so please hold tight. This was love, I was misunderstood. Feeling low on the low, driving through no hope. If I'm honest, I call, but I'm trying to let go. And I hope you're happy, living life in taxis, but you'll always have me. You'll always have me. City of angels, in the city of angels. Hope New York holds you. Hope it holds you like I do. While my demons stay faithful in the city.
Kasuami is a unique and typical food from Southeast Sulawesi, specifically in Buton, Muna, and Wakatobi areas. Kasuami is generally shaped like a tumpeng or cone and is yellowish white. Cassava, which is widely grown in the Sulawesi archipelago, is the main ingredient of kasuami. Firstly, the cassava is washed, peeled, and shredded or milled using a machine. Then the grated cassava is put in a sack or cloth to be compacted. This compaction is to remove water content by being crushed or pressed using a tool made of wood or large stones. Then leave it for 1 to 3 hours until the water is completely dry. The solid is pure white. Next, the solid is wrapped in thick or banana leaves and tied. The solid is called KGP. To make kasuami, initially KGP is kneaded by hand until it looks like flour. Then the ingredients are put into a very unique steaming cone. This dough is made from woven coconut leaves. To steam the kagepe, they use a pot made of clay similar to a jar. The cone filled with kagepe flour is put into the mouth of the pot. Then it is cooked with medium heat and medium volume of water in a pot for about 15 minutes. One kasuami is generally made with a diameter of 10 cm and a height of 10 cm and weighs approximately 500 to 700 grams. Usually, a person can spend 1 to 2 kasuamis. Kasuami is sometimes served as a substitute for rice because it is often served along with vegetables and side dishes of various processed fish, such as grilled fish, fried fish, and salted fish. Kasuami is the initial food in Bhutan's traditional events. Interestingly, kasuami is also often used as stocks for trips or souvenirs between fellow Bhutan residents. Kasuami can be eaten without side dishes, accompanied by a cup of hot tea in the afternoon. The distinctive taste of cassava and the sweet blend of tea will add to this culinary delight.
Kusangka sungguh teganya kau mengikat akad yang seharusnya milikku kini miliknya. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba bertahan diam, ingin berlari memangmu yang pernah ku miliki.
Di benakku selalu terlintas jalinan kisah kita indah samanya,
dan di ke arahku aku tertunggu. Meski hatiku untuk kamu dan hatimu tetap aku, jangan coba kita tuh bertemu. Takkan sanggup aku bertahan diam, ingin berlari pernah ku miliki.
Harus ku hapus bayanganmu.
Mengapa hati selalu memanggil namamu? Semakin aku menjauh, semakin jiwa tak bisa terpisahkan.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcasts, live radio broadcasts, music playlists, podcasts, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments, and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
One must have heard about Bali and everything it offers. Culture, leisure, adventure. And yet, Bali can still fall into no list by several websites. They highlight the same word. Over tourism. One of the most highlighted ones is from Fodor's No List 2025. Fodor's Travel wrote, "Rapid, unchecked development spurred by over-tourism is encroaching on Bali's natural habitats and creating a plastic apocalypse." Then, how does the people of Bali respond to this? I arranged an appointment with a community figure in Bali. His name is Bapak Puspanegara. He invited us to join a regular beach cleaning every Friday morning, which was joined by staff of hotels and restaurants around Legian.
So this is going to be interesting, okay. Right?
Uh-huh.
Because you also asked a lot of people around the area of Legian.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, they want to join you. Mm. It's going to be, it's very difficult, definitely at first time to convince them to clean up the beach where you work, where you live, where you, what did you do at that time?
Okay, this is, we talk about behavior or attitude. And talk about beans or rubbish, they talk about behavior. Because to change the behavior is more harder than to do an action. And the action supposed to be continually or sustainability. And for make change the attitude and behavior, that's why we do every week with all the stakeholder we have here in Legian area. So this, the participant is come from the hotel, restaurant, bar, pub, eatery, every single every single activity in tourism. So we invite them to join this beach cleanup, and they now automatically already know about the schedule in which Friday they have to come to the beach. So this is to make a movement their behavior and their attitude, so need continuity. And most more than 3 years, they already know what they have to do and when they have to come for join this
every Friday. So
every Friday morning,
there's no notice, there's no information about anything, but every Friday they will definitely jump into the beach at this hours of morning.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And that makes me a little bit happy because they have a sense that we call sense of belonging to our destination. And we believe one thing, if all of us doing this action, they're going to be involved, everyone, not as only the people, as well to the tourists and the visitors who come here, so they have something sense to do an action minimums. They're not throw the rubbish everywhere. And we believe as long as we do this activity, the tourists, the local, the people all do a good behavior. And you can see this, our beach is very clean rather than other beach, because all the participants.
I'm surprised actually when I came here, it's already clean.
It's clean, and we have not only the clean up, this is not only from us, this is from the sellers. Along the beach, every morning they as well join. Look at this, the seller, as well the hotel, restaurant, who doing the business front of the beach, automatically, because of this activity, they join activity and they're doing the beach clean up every time during their schedule, during their own schedule.
Oh, wow.
So we are very happy because the stakeholders here have awareness about how to save our environments, how to take the action and responsibility to their destination, because this destination is our magnetic for the tourists.
Mm.
If this destination bad,
dirty,
bad, or we call sad comments from the tourists,
okay,
so they're gonna be disaster for us here, because this only one beaches in Bali, as well in Indonesia, as well non-wells by the tourists. If they come to Bali, they have to come here in Legian Beach to see the sunset, the stunning sand, smooth sand,
wow,
the good wave for surfing,
yeah,
and the good water for swimming,
it
as
is,
well for jogging and
yeah,
for,
I see people jog,
yeah,
around
for sightseeing.
Yeah.
This is nice beach in the world. So most of the people, foreigners who come here, they know they have a value added when it comes to Legian Beach. Not only the beach.
Not only the beach.
Not only the beach. They have a surfing activity.
Surfing activity.
Learn to surf.
Okay.
And then they can do a sport on the beach, like a beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
Beach soccer.
And volley,
beach
volleys,
soccer volleys,
volley,
and a family activity like sand carving. Yeah.
Yeah.
And every activity of the tourist destination here.
Oh,
as you can
cool
see there, that is Legian Beach Hotel. They have as well routine every first week in a month.
Okay.
They join our beach clean up. So, and other hotels, they are automatically every day as
do
well
it too.
Do it too. So it means we already give an impact for their sense of belonging
to the people
to
itself,
take responsibility for the sustainable.
Certainly, Kuta and Legian are not just a beach. This also includes the city.
So, Bapak, Legian is not only beach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also city, right?
Yes, yeah,
around
you're
there.
Right, yeah.
So, if the beach is already clean and the people already realize it, how important the beach for them, what about the city?
Yes, we have Legian is not only beach, we have only as well a land of Legian. Land of Legian, we have the activity for tourism as well. We have Legian Street, that in Legian Street is many tourist activity. There is a pub, bar, discotheque, karaoke, and many more. So this area as well, we're doing not only to take the area clean, as well to take the area beauty, comfortable, and enjoy for everyone.
Mm.
And so far, Legian Street still the one of destination for young generation here,
nah,
to doing clubbing and doing catch up in a cafe.
Uh-huh.
And that a nice atmosphere.
Okay.
But we have a little bit
the problem is
problems. We have a problem.
Yeah.
Life is a problem. So that's why we have like a sense to reduce the problems which is come to our heart. So because I'm the part of House of Representative, I'm the parliament of local parliament here in Bali, in Badung Regency, so my obligation to get people moving their mindset from not only as a busy, because they know the land is a tourism area,
yeah,
easy to get the dollars, they have to maintenance their area,
yeah,
which is how they can involve in not only physically for the make the area clean, comfortable, and safety plus secure, so as well take action with their what we call that, psychis or morals,
okay.
How to keep our destination still
clean,
safety and secure.
Bali is highly dependent on tourism. The island was hit badly by the pandemic, but it gradually gets back on its feet nicely. Or maybe too well, so that people said some spots are too crowded.
Okay, but it's getting crowded, right, Pak?
Yeah.
This place, Kuta, Legian, Canggu even, it's getting crowded every day with tourists, with even local people from Jakarta live here and made their business here. What do you think about this more crowded area? Is it is it good for the city or is it bad for the people? Or what's the effect and the impact of those crowded things?
Okay, development or developing is mean positive impact and negative impact. So for the tourist destination like our land here is a positive. There the investation come to growing up our economic in other side. But the other side as well, the bad effect of the tourism is the first we see our environments. Our environments, the green area more reduced by the investment activity, as well about the behavior. You know, since Bali going up for the tourism, many tourists as well have a bad manners who come here in Bali, bring the negative effect as like the drugs and you can see in the news.
Yeah, many, we can see so many
foreigners who come to Bali, they doesn't know what they have to do and what they have not to do. They know what what they can do or not doing.
Yeah.
It's like they climbing, the sacred temple.
Yeah.
They doing not ethical attitude on the road.
Yeah.
It's like riding motorbike without international license, riding motorbike without helmet. And many more bad manners. So this is we have to educate it, the tourists themselves when they arriving to Bali, they have to sign a declare.
What kind of declare from the
The government, already released a declare.
Okay.
What they have what can do or does not to do of the tourists. But if they arrive here, they stay more than 7 days or more than a week, they involve with the local, so they see many local activity, and then they behavior change to like local, so they think this area is belong to them. So what happened next? They just doing whatever they want to do. So this is a problem for the tourism and for the infestation as well. Our environment is doing worse because of environment have to be saved by us. So now we doing this small activity to keep everyone aware about the environments, because we have a tagline: if we save the environments, the environment will save us.
Oh, that's cool. You gotta give it applause for that.
Thank you.
That is really cool.
While many people come to Bali to have fun, Papua Negara who lives in it chooses to try to keep the island a heaven for everyone.
So you see that? Thank you. Thank you for take care. That is one of the behavior we impacts for the tourists. So tourists with themselves, they take care the rubbish as well. So that happy for us if they doing or take care of the bin here in the beach.
Yeah, your impact is actually amazing, because not many people from the top going down with all the people and do the education directly.
Yeah,
what makes you do that?
Okay, this is talk about hobby.
Wow,
so
hobby.
Everyone have their own hobby.
Well, what's your hobby? Your hobby is cleaning up.
My hobby is touch to the environment.
Ah, that's amazing.
And my hobby is in the grassroots.
Grassroots
to catching, keep chit chat with people, and as well with the environment. So, because the government been give me award as Pemuda Pelopor, they call in Indonesia.
Okay.
And that is a responsibility to myself to always leading in the environment, leading in the attitude, leading in every single moment for make the people come to join whatever I doing. Yeah. And for the moment, I think what I have been doing here, then the people thinks that is the right way.
Okay. That's the right way.
It's clear now that each of us holds the power and the responsibility to preserve the beauty of Bali and every destination we visit. Sustainable travel isn't just a choice, it's a duty we carry wherever we go.
Perasaanmu kepadaku sedih saat kau tak yakin kepadaku akan cintaku jalan berliku takkan membuatku menyerah akan cinta kita. Tatap mataku dan kau akan tahu semuanya yang ku rasakan. Aku bertahan karena ku yakin cintaku kepadamu. Sering kau coba untuk mematikan hatiku. Takkan terjadi yang aku tahu, kau hanya untukku. Aku bertahan, ku akan tetap pada pendirianku. Sekeras kau coba untuk membunuh cintaku, yang aku tahu kau hanya untukku. Oh,
If God really listens, like your mom says he does, then he better be saving you for our future kids and dogs. I thought we'd be married, two pillars firm and proud. But real love is a verb, I get it now. My youth is in your past, you'll always have that. And though it didn't last, I hope our paths cross again. If time heals all, it's a lousy doctor or a half-baked thought, 'cause I still can't block you. I came upon family and thought I was stifled, thought my freedom endangered. I was just young and entitled, and you taught me a lot. Stretched and wrung and tossed, I'm sorry we got lost. Our paths cross again. We'll love others, we'll drift apart, but every time I sing a song, you won't feel very far. Future's ours to write, the songs, the scars, the light. I'll catch up with you some other time when our paths cross again. Cross again.
Askem Pop Planet is one of the legendary solo culinary delights because there are not many traders selling this culinary anymore. But you don't have to worry if you are already in solo and want to taste this traditional culinary. Although it is a popular culinary delicacy in solo, in certain places there are still traders selling this Askem Pop Planet, such as in the Gede Market, Lawayan Market, and in the Manahan Field. As Kempol Pleret is beverage because of its refreshing presentation, but there are also those who call it food because it is filling when enjoyed. The basic ingredients of this typical beverage are rice flour and glutinous rice flour. To make as Kempol Pleret, we have to soak rice flour first. Then it is shaped into small balls like meatballs and then steamed. Therefore, some people call gempol as rice meatball because it is round, made of rice, and its white color. According to the story, gempol comes from the word jempol because it uses the fingers. Pleret Kulat is also made from rice flour, which is made into dough and then formed into thin sheets resembling wonton. Afterwards, it is also steamed until cooked. Finally, for presentation, in a medium-sized bowl, the gempol pleret is aided with coconut milk, which is made from thin coconut milk and sugar. You can add shaved ice or ice cubes that are broken into small pieces. As a variation, you can also add pieces of jackfruit or green sticky rice tapi. For one bowl of es gempol pleret, you only need to pay 5,000 rupiahs. It is quite affordable, isn't it? If you visit Ambon, it's incomplete without tasting ikan asar galala, the most iconic culinary in Ambon, Maluku. It is called ikan asar galala because it has been known since ancient times that Galala village is a fish center. The basic ingredients of ikan asar are generally cakalang fish, yellowtail fish, or mackerel tuna fish, as long as the fish's texture is dense so that it is not brittle when smoked. Ikan asar is a smoked fish. This is smoked differently and uniquely. In general, the fish is smoked horizontally, but ikan asar is placed diagonally on the side of the embers that produce smoke to make the fish completely dry and fully cooked. The cleaning process is quite simple. After cleaning the entrails, the fish is skewered with bamboo and ready to be smoked on the stove. The smoking takes about 4 until 5 hours. And is done in a closed room so that the smoke soaks